Spirit Radio Podcasts.
The number of cases of people living with dementia is on the increase worldwide. And Alzheimer's disease is one of the most common forms. It's such a devastating disease because it's progressive and it's an irreversible disease of the brain, characterised by things like memory loss, speech impairment and even personality change. While a new research study helps to identify early signs of dementia years before memory loss and other symptoms develop. On the line to tell us more about this particular programme, we've Dr. Brian Lawler, who is the Professor of Old Age Psychiatry at Trinity College Dublin and co-director of the Global Brain Health Institute at Trinity College and consultant psychiatrist at St. James's Hospital and director of the Memory Clinic in St. James's Hospital as well. Dr. Lawler, thanks for joining us on the programme this morning.
Good morning.
In terms of just giving us the picture of the current situation in Ireland, what kind of figures are we talking about when we talk about things like dementia and more specifically than Alzheimer's disease?
So about 55,000 people in Ireland have dementia, and Alzheimer's disease, as you mentioned, is the most common cause of dementia, and about 60 to 70% of all cases of dementia would be due to Alzheimer's disease. So the numbers are quite high, and as you mentioned, the numbers are projected to increase. This is primarily because the population of Ireland is aging, and age is the most significant risk factor for dementia. So the older you are, the more likely you are to develop dementia. The older you are, the more likely you are to develop Alzheimer's disease.
In terms of just the usual symptoms, what are they?
Well, for Alzheimer's disease, the usual presenting symptoms is short-term memory loss that gets progressively worse and interferes with day-to-day functioning. As the condition progresses, the person can also have difficulty with language and with comprehension, planning and organization. They may have difficulty with finding their way around. So essentially, it does begin as short-term memory loss, but it then can extend to other areas of functioning of the brain. And ultimately, I mean, there is interference with the ability of the individual to look after themselves independently. Now, the condition can take many years to develop and progress to the point where they need help with activity of daily living or supervision or help and support.
In terms of, obviously you mentioned, Dr. Lawler, just that the main risk factor is that we are living longer. Age is the main risk factor. But is there things that we know of that can be done to prevent the onset of dementia?
Well, we know a lot now about risk factors for particularly Alzheimer's disease. And many of these risk factors actually exist in midlife. And so, for example, we know that high blood pressure, high cholesterol, is associated with increased risk of developing Alzheimer's disease later in life. Low levels of physical activity, obesity, is also associated with people developing Alzheimer's disease later in life. Loneliness, isolation, and depression appear to be risk factors. Low levels of education actually are a risk factor for developing dementia later in life. So there are a lot of potentially modifiable risk factors earlier in life, particularly in midlife, that if we address them may decrease the overall risk of the population developing dementia and particularly Alzheimer's disease. And this is very, very good news. We don't know for sure if you address all these risk factors that you can decrease the risk of an individual getting Alzheimer's disease or dementia, but we are hopeful that this is the case. So there's a lot of emphasis now on trying to educate and raise awareness in Ireland about these modifiable risk factors so people take them seriously. Many of these factors are factors that can actually protect your heart, but they also protect your brain. So we want to emphasize that these are modifiable risk factors, and they could potentially decrease an individual's risk and certainly the population's risk of developing Alzheimer's disease and dementia later in life.
So there are things that you can do early on in your life by way of prevention, but what about treatments available currently for those who have Alzheimer's?
Well, we have some treatments for Alzheimer's disease. There are medications that have symptomatic benefit. They can stabilize the condition for a period of time, 9 months perhaps. And these medications, as I say, they're of modest benefit, but they're certainly worth using. We also emphasize with people around the time of diagnosis that it's important to look at other factors that could influence the trajectory or the course of the illness. So for people with dementia, people with Alzheimer's disease, if they experience infections, during the course of their illness, it can cause more rapid change in their progression. So it's very, very important to pick up infection and avoid conditions like delirium during the course of a condition like Alzheimer's disease. It's also important to look at other factors. So if somebody is a heavy smoker, I mean, that can be a factor that could influence progression. And so there are things that people can do. For example, if people have a condition like Alzheimer's disease and are drinking too much, it's a good thing to cut back on alcohol. Sometimes people with Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia are on multiple medications, and they may not need to be on all of these medications. And you can look at the medications and perhaps reduce the medications, and that can actually help stabilize the trajectory of the course of the illness. So we also emphasize for people with any form of dementia that they really should look after their brain health in general. So physical exercise, good diet, lots of cognitive and social stimulation, all of these things may be helpful in terms of stabilizing the trajectory.
In terms of the new research program that you're going to be working on, Dr. Lawler, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, this goes back to what we were saying about Alzheimer's disease and modifiable risk factors that that may occur much earlier in life. So with Alzheimer's disease, most cases present in people in their 60s, 70s, and 80s. But what we know is that the pathology, which is this toxic protein that's deposited progressively in the brains of people who develop Alzheimer's disease, this occurs for decades before damage occurs or before the person develops the symptoms that we talked about, such as memory loss. So what we believe now is that if we look at people much earlier, between the ages, let's say, of 40 to 59, we may be able to find very subtle changes in the brain or in the ability of the person to perform cognitive tests or in blood tests or urine tests or even in spinal fluid that may indicate that these people are at risk. And this is very, very important, because if we can identify risk markers and we know the individuals that are at increased risk of developing Alzheimer's disease before any damage, significant damage occurs, then if we have interventions, we will be able to intervene much earlier and perhaps prevent the illness developing or else slow the rate of progression of the condition. So the study we're embarking on here in Trinity is looking at people between the ages of 40 to 59. Some have a family history of Alzheimer's disease. They will have a relative, a parent with Alzheimer's disease. Some will not have a family history of Alzheimer's disease. And we're looking to compare these groups between the ages of 40 to 59 to see if we can identify these risk markers. And, you know, these are generally people reasonably young and healthy. They come in, they have a series of memory tests, they will have scans, blood tests, urine tests, tests of saliva, and some will have some spinal fluid. And we assess them at baseline, and then we look at them again at 2 years following that. And we hope to find some differences between those people who have a family history, so they have some increased risk, and those who do not have a family history. And as I said, if we can find these risk markers, what we call biomarkers, that would really be very, very helpful, because if you have a preventive treatment, you would like to be able to introduce it very early in these people that you know have this marker of risk.
So in terms of the hopes then for the research, it really is trying to analyse that time, and that you've already touched on, Dr. Lawler, of the years that you're looking at, that kind of middle age. So are you looking to recruit people at the moment? If somebody wants to help with the research and they fall into that category, what can they do?
Yeah, what they can do is just get in touch with us. The email is preventdementia@tcd.ie. That's preventdementia@tcd.ie. If they send an email in, and we will get back to them, send them information about the study, and see if they're eligible. And again, of course, see if they want to participate. So we've had a very, very good response so far to the study. Lots of people out there seem to want to know more about prevention. They all, you know, many people have family members with dementia, with Alzheimer's disease, and they want to contribute to research to see if they can help try and prevent the onset of this condition. So we're very pleased with the response and very excited about the study. And we hope that it will lead to some very important findings that will make a difference to the lives of people with dementia, particularly those people who may be at risk. And obviously this is about prevention, and this is a kind of a long-term project, because, you know, to be able to prevent something like this, you need a lot of research investment and time and effort to try and uncover findings that are going to make a difference ultimately.
Yes, indeed. Well, it sounds like it's a really, really important piece of research. Thank you for sharing it with us this morning. That was Dr. Brian Lawler there. And as Dr. Lawler mentioned there, if you want to find out more about that particular piece of research, you can send an email to preventdementia@tcd.ie.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.